Now, when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Ooh, Blood River Radio family, and listeners that aren't part of the family yet, I hope you will be soon if you're just tuning in. Hope a few other people like us. But listen, we transitioned out of the first hour, just in case you're tuned in. We had Phil Torney, a great guy. I consider myself blessed of knowing Phil Torney for quite some time now. In the other segment, we talked about Gary, Ron Kukol, and Bob Scarborough and Larry Weaver, all sailors that have passed away. They're fading fast, people, and I know the Jews out there are just rubbing their hands with glee, hoping they ain't no more Liberty sailors. We want to worry about them anymore. But we've transitioned, folks, into the second hour. Now we've got Paul Fromm, and we're continuing to cover German history. And Paul has a great guest, sweet lady. She's been on Blood River Radio before. I was on her program once. Her name is Kelly, and Paul's getting ready to come on. He's going to take over the show pretty much and take us German history. And I hope we have time to talk about his traffic jam going through Little India before we get through German history. But anyway, how you doing tonight, Paul? You doing okay, brother?
Yeah, really great. Mein Damen und Herren, it's Paul Fromm, and it's the German hour. Great being with you, Eddie, here on Blood River Radio. Maybe we can start with that. More and more, you can't get anywhere in my part of Ontario. We call it the GTA, or the Greater Toronto Area, the horseshoe around the western end of Lake Ontario. You can't get anywhere with any efficiency because the roads are constantly jammed because of massive immigration. Anyway, there's a city just north of Toronto called Brampton. And it used to be a little farm town. And when I was a teenager, it was a supply town for the surrounding dairy and other farms in Peel County. Well, gradually they got more and more third world immigrants, but mostly Indian, people from the Indian subcontinent, mostly Sikhs and many blacks. It now is notorious. It has the worst driving in Canada. You pay, your insurance is based on where you live. And if I lived in Brampton, I would pay much higher insurance than I do where I live because they are such bad drivers. I nearly got run off the road, total traffic jam going on the expressway, not a city street, expressway through Brampton. So I was very late. We were very late for the Freedom Rally up in Shelburne, and still got to speak, and I gave him a few words of encouragement on freedom, and so did Kelly. And also, I promoted Blood River Radio. I gave them the URL.
Oh, great!
And the chairman was very nice to repeat it to the crowd.
Great.
So I said it's Freedom Radio with a bit of a southern angle, and I do the German hour, and my Dutch friend shouts out something in German. Now, luckily, I understood it, but as you know, I was born of a German father, but I don't speak much German. I understand some. Everywhere we go, try to promote the cause and promote the great work that you all are doing on Blood River Radio. And You know, it's enough to drive a sober man to alcohol.
Yes.
We have a chain up here in Canada called Tim Hortons. It's named after, well, it was actually started by a famous hockey player who was a Toronto Maple Leaf, I think in the 60s and 70s, and ended up with the Buffalo Sabres. But he started a small chain of donut shops for his retirement. And many things happened. He died in a tragic car accident. But anyway, it's become a great commercial success the last 20 or 30 years. Well, there's a Tim Hortons up here in Shelburne, and went in it. And Shelburne is heavily white. It's a small country town. Every employee, with one exception, was East Indian or black. How the Sam Hill can that be? I mean, I could explain, but I have to get into Canadian immigration. We are being invaded, as I said off the air. It's just an invasion. They can't replace us fast enough.
Same here. The United States Post Office, the light, gas, and water, the utilities company, anybody with any kind of a job, UPS, FedEx, anybody that's got any kind of job worth having, it's all black, mostly black here. But now, if you're a doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, if you have, like I told my grandson, if you become a master plumber, a master electrician, a master machinist, you can't find machinists anymore. I was talking to a mechanic the other day. You can't find machinists. So that's been taken completely overtaken by blacks. But, you know, Paul, I think we have a guest coming on there. Do we have Miss Kelly with us?
Yes, and I should introduce her, Kelly. Has her own radio show, and she'll tell you about that. In fact, I think you've been on it. What I want to talk to her about, because it does have a real connection with things German, is she's got another project, which is not a radio project, going. It's going to help out in our long-range mission, which was started by other people, carried on by Ernst Sundel, is still carried on today by people like Germar Rudolph and Jim Rizzoli and Diane King and Truth and Justice for Germans, of which I'm a member, but by various groups. But that is to try to set history right, because the German people have been the victims of over 100 years of vile, distorted lies and propaganda, and German history has been lied about and distorted, and you know, to the best of our ability, we want to set things straight. So Kelly has an interesting project, and I'll turn it over to her. Welcome, Kelly, and welcome to the German Hour.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you on, Kelly. You can speak up just a little bit, dear, if you don't mind.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. You've been on once before, and I really enjoyed it when you were here. But we've got about another minute before we go to our first break. But just let us know. You can continue on and continue on where Paul left off and tell us what we're going to talk about tonight, Miss Kelly. Well, welcome to Blood River Radio.
Okay, so I'm working on a documentary. It is called Hitler, the White Supremacist, and at the end of the word supremacist, there is a question mark. Thanks to John Robinson for suggesting that question mark at the end. And why I picked that title is because we want to appeal to people who are on the fence or maybe are curious about German history, like World War II, Hitler, things like that. So that was why I chose that title, because a lot of people thought or think that Hitler wanted the white race to take over the world, and you know, he viewed the white race as the master race, and all this stuff. So what I intend in the documentary, when it opens, I have Jesse Owens.
We got to go to a quick break. Miss Kelly, this is the first break of the second hour, but hold that thought. We'll go right back to Jesse Owens and Miss Kelly as soon as we come back from this break. Be right back, folks.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we have Mr. Paul Fromm. He's with the Canadians for Free Expression. And he's been, everybody and his mama knows most Paul Fromm, but we have his buddy, one of his associates, Miss Kelly. Miss Kelly, you can give your last name. I don't know if you gave it or if you may not want to. Because of the laws in Canada, but I'm just so proud you're coming on our program, and I'm so proud of the title that you're talking about. I'm just saying one funny thing before we go back to Miss Kelly. Compared to Adolf Hitler, probably Adolf Hitler probably would have called me an extremist, because he would have been like a moderate compared to me if I was turned loose to do what I wanted to do. But anyway, with that, we're going to go right back to Miss Kelly. Go ahead and take up where you left off, or we went to the break, if you don't mind.
Okay. So, online, on my BitChute channel, I am the red-pilled philosopher.
Could you say that a bit more, slower, please?
I am the red-pilled philosopher on my BitChute channel.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to repeat that again before you get off the air, because we like to cross-pollinate.
So, Jesse Owens competed, of course, in the 1936 Olympics, which was, of course, held in Germany, and the myth around Jesse Owens was Hitler snubbed him and was furious that a black man won. The truth that I uncovered, however, is that Franklin Roosevelt, President of the United States, you know, where blacks, of course, were never mistreated at all, right? Never.
Right.
That he snubbed Jesse Owens. In fact, Jesse Owens was not invited to the after party, you know, to celebrate the athletic achievements of the American Olympians. In fact, he was snubbed and said in many interviews that Hitler did not snub me, FDR did.
Wow.
You see, that's the sneaky thing about propaganda. It's not necessarily a lie. It's a distortion. Sometimes there's a distortion. Hitler did believe that the Aryans, the whites, were the master race. That is the greatest achievement of humanity. That didn't mean that other races were garbage. And he had a lot of respect for others, particularly many of the Orientals, and he was a special respect for the people who would be his allies, Imperial Japan. And because Europe was not threatened with an immigration invasion the way we are today, he didn't feel there had to be conflict with these other races. He didn't see the black Africans, being any threat to Europe. They couldn't build a building more than two stories high. I mean, they're no threat. To Europe, for other reasons, the Asians were not a special threat. So, his belief in the superior race or the master race did not mean hostility to others. It was a respect for others, and you didn't have to fight them. The major battle Adolf Hitler had was with internal traitors in Europe, and of course with the Jewish monetary power and other power that had led to Bolshevism and so on. That of course is not explained in propaganda. He was a white, so that's what I think the reason for the title of Kelly's program. But how are you going to show? Well, you're going to start with Jesse Owens, but what other things will you be showing in the video to make people think again about that defamation of Adolf Hitler?
I'm going to be showing the Indian regiment in the German army. I plan on showing how that was formed, and it was formed through a nationalist leader in India who understood that the British, for example, Churchill and others, and honestly, I mean, some of them were non-Jew, right? So that they were slaughtering Indians wholesale, and they were definitely a threat to India and the surrounding regions in India, like Bangladesh, I have found footage of him speaking about how and why they allied with Germany.
Yeah, was in this the World War. This man Super Trent
Bose? Yes.
Yeah, very interesting man.
Yes, and so that is another aspect that many people will be surprised, is that India did ally with Germany in the fight for against worldwide communism, basically. You know, I mean, we can say Jewish Bolshevism, and rightfully so, we should. But the thing is, it is communism that they were fighting against. And as some of us know, many the Jewish leaders were very, very, very prominent in creating communism. And that was what they were fighting Germany and many other countries, including non-white countries, were fighting against to try and defeat. Another aspect that I am going to get into, of course, is the Arabic regiment in the German army, and that, of course, will definitely prove. And I also do want to, I'm working on, excuse me, the Arab regiment at this moment. I just need to make sure that is going to be smooth and flow into the other elements that I want to put in to this documentary. I figure after the Arab, I will have footage of the Iranian regiment as well. I'd like to get that in there also. So this is definitely, I really hope that this will shed light on what really happened and possibly get people thinking in another aspect of what really happened. Maybe people will actually say, wow, you know, this is interesting. Maybe I should look into this more. And they will be very surprised at what they will find, of course. But this will be a starting point.
It's a great idea for providing people with facts and visuals, of course, that will shake up common conceptions. You know, like if he was a white supremacist and hated everybody who wasn't white, well, why would he have regiments? Not a couple of people, regiments of people with who were Hindus, some who were Sikhs, people who were Arabs, and of course Persians. Persians are usually white, but you know, that's kind of shakes up the concept. You know, of course, white supremacist is, I think, a term we tend not to, because it tends to be meaningless. You know, we certainly believe that the Aryans were the master race in the sense that the most advanced. It didn't mean they had to rule the world. Hitler was not, of course, not trying to rule the world. And the deal he offered the British again and again, especially when he had them on the ropes and at Dunkirk in 1940, he'd whooped them. And he let the 300,000 plus members of the British Army escape on that flotilla of just about anything that would float. He could have massacred them, basically wiped out the army, left their army as wrecked and whooped as the French army that staggered back from Moscow in 1814. He didn't do that because he wasn't trying to rule the world. In fact, he wanted the British Empire to continue, but just leave him with a free hand on the continent.
Paul and Kelly, we have to go to our bottom of the hour break. It's going to be a 5-minute break, so if y'all need to take a break, you have about 5 minutes. People get you a cup of coffee, get some teas, restroom, whatever. You got 5 minutes, but don't be late coming back. Be right back, folks.
would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from townhall.com. President Trump has removed the newly installed IRS commissioner. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that story.
Billy Long is out as the head of the Internal Revenue Service less than 2 months after his confirmation. During his time in Congress, Long sponsored legislation to get rid of the IRS. He was confirmed despite having no background in tax administration. A White House official said Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent will serve as acting IRS commissioner. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Justice Department beginning to zero in on New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's been subpoenaed for records related to the lawsuit she won against Donald Trump for allegedly lying about his wealth. Now, one source says the subpoena is part of an investigation into whether James violated Mr. Trump's civil rights. James has denied any wrongdoing. Also at townhall.com, a new Gallup poll finds a record high party gaps in approval ratings for Congress and the Supreme Court. Here's Bernie Bennett.
A 61% majority of Republicans have a positive view of Congress, but the GOP narrowly controls the House and the Senate, and 75% of Republicans approve of the 6-3 conservative majority Supreme Court. But among Democrats, 6% approve of Congress and 11% approve of the Supreme Court. The result is recording partisan gulfs of 55 percentage points for Congress and 64 percentage points for the Supreme Court. The partisan gulf has widened in recent decades as Congress has become more politically polarized. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Hundreds of people have been evacuated near Los Angeles because of the so-called Canyon Fire. No reports of any injuries. 1,400 crew members still battling a huge blaze in France. At least one person has been killed, more than two dozen injuries. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. Sleep would get you out of pain by taking their 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR's hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, we appreciate you hanging on. We have Paul Fromm here and Miss Kelly. We're continuing on with German history. I'm interested in hearing about some of the SS troubles. So I would imagine some of the SS troops, probably some of these other people, like some of these the Persians. Also, I know they're white as can be. But I heard some of the very best of the Waffen SS came out of Holland, came out of the Dutch. But yes, they that's very interesting, Kelly. But without further ado, I will just turn the microphone back over to you, Miss Kelly, and keep on letting us know what went on back there with the evil racist Adolf Hitler, who would not allow a non-white to come into the Waffen SS. As a side note, I say we should just... have like 90% blacks and Indians and Arabs in our military, and then invade Red China with foot soldiers and with that group right there. You know, see how that works out. That's how we could kill two birds with one stone, buddy. We could be a thorn in the side of Red China, and we could thin down some of our non-white populace. But anyway, I guess that's evil of me to say that. Go ahead, Miss Kelly, continue on if you don't mind.
So I'm going to get into the Grand Mufti, who allowed, he wanted to ally, of course, with Germany, from what I remember, and I need to find, and I've it's not going to be very difficult to find the Grand Mufti, but he wanted to stop the invasion of Palestine, and he was the uncle of Yasser Arafat. And so, and he had beautiful, striking blue eyes. So obviously he must have been Aryan, or you know, an Aryan background.
And the Mufti is a leader within the Islamic people. That just
right.
By way of clarification.
Right.
A key figure in those years in the Middle East.
Another thing that I do want to provide. And actually, if anybody has any footage on this, is like talk shows or talk radio in the Arab world about what was going on in Germany and what their thoughts were and things like that. Because I can imagine there was probably some support in the general population for this. Not saying everyone, but it probably was a healthy amount. And that is basically where I am with this documentary. I don't want to make it too long, but I want to prove my point. And that is that Hitler was not the evil hater and, you know, wanted other races to die. all this nonsense that we are fed all throughout our lives. I mean, I would say in school, but also the media and just it's kind of pervasive. It's everywhere, all of us. So I fully intend on doing that.
Hitler really was fighting a crusade against communism, which was an ideology that many people in what we call the Third World found hostile. And Kelly's looking for film footage or where people are talking about Hitler in those times, in those countries. And it'll be good if she can find some. We do know that Hitler is viewed very differently in many Third World countries than in North America. He's viewed as a nationalist, not as some monster. In fact, I may have told the story before because I know lots of stories about guilt-ridden Germans, but this German is traveling in Pakistan, and he's in Karachi. This is more or less a contemporary story. And so he gets into a cab, and the cab driver finds out where he wants to go and then asks, where are you from? He says, Germany. And the cab driver turns around with a wink and says, Germany, Hitler, good man. And the German, guilt-ridden and so on, well, he doesn't want to argue with the cabbie. I mean, he doesn't want to say, no, Hitler was a monster or whatever, because he's in a foreign country and you want to keep things sweet because people are riding you around. But he was just going through the agonies of the damned, whereas many of my supporters would have grinned and given him a thumbs up when he said that.
I think that's funny.
Definitely.
Well, but in many Third World countries, Hitler was seen as a nationalist leader. That's what Subhas Chandra Bose saw him as. He was an Indian Hindu nationalist leader, and did not want the British out. And he then allied himself with the Japanese, and was eventually killed in an air crash near the very end of the war, which some people think was not a crash, but I mean, it wasn't the engine ran out of fuel, but there was deliberate sabotage committed by, you can imagine. And one of Subhas Chandra Bose's followers was a woman named Savitri Devi. And that's the name she took. It's a Hindu name, but she was actually mixed French and Greek. And she was a woman who went to India, studied their philosophy, and was very, very, very pro-Hitler. She wrote a book called Lightning of the Sun, which you can probably get, and a number of other books. And she went to Germany very shortly after the war, and began to be a person who brought together many of the nationalists, and she was an extremely gifted writer and insightful writer, and a little bit of unknown history. She had fallen on very hard economic times, and Ernst Zundel rescued her and did a long series of radio interviews with her, which became a number of books. And you can get Google her name, Savitri, Savitri, Devi, Devi. You may be able to find the books. If you can't, I can let you know where they are, and I'm paul@paulfromm.com. The point being that many people in Third World countries then and now have an admiration for Hitler as a nationalist who stood up for his people. Many of our leaders certainly have not done that.
Yeah. One thing that I will say is I have found photos, images of children and, just people in India eating Hitler ice cream. There's also Hitler stores. There's cafes that, promote Hitler ice cream. It's there. Yeah. It actually kind of makes me, honestly, it kind of makes me want to go there. I'm just, oh man, a place where Hitler isn't demonized? Yeah, I kind of want to visit. I wouldn't want to live there, but visit? Yeah. You know, because it's very, very tiresome when you hear somebody who really genuinely tried to help humanity be so demonized, and a lot of our people here just fall for it and they don't question it. In fact, if you tell them, hey, you know, that's not true, this is how, you know, then they have to go for therapy for a few days and, you know, then cry. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. And so, yes, my intention is to help alleviate that a bit.
Well, we have to go to our last break in the second hour, Miss Kelly and Paul, but we'll be right back at about 2 minutes, people. If you got to take a quick break, be back in about 2 minutes. Won't take long. Be right back, folks.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Hello, Blood River Radio family. The time is just really flying. We have Paul Fromm on here. In case you're probably forgetting in, you're awfully late, but we're still continuing on German history. We have Miss Kelly here is really talking about, it's really interesting, something really interesting, very interesting to me is how the Germans under Adolf Hitler brought in this evil racist, brought in people from around the world who wanted to fight against communism. You know, a satanic Bolshevik Jewish communist, a satanic government. And the question I was going to ask, or the comment I was going to make to Paul and to Kelly, and Kelly said she's not going to do it on this video, but she may do it in her next series of work that she's doing. I was going to ask Kelly and Paul and our audience if they've ever noticed that in the past 80 to 100 years, the United States government always sides, anytime there's any kind of a war, the United States always takes the sides of the communists. In the Second World War, the bloodiest war of all, the United States fought tooth and nail on the side of the Jewish communist Bolshevik Soviet Union, and took the side. The United States was supposed to be a predominantly white Christian nation, but yet we fought against white Christians in Germany, fought our people the tooth and nail, the most hideous war ever, napalm, bombing their cities, just every kind of a machine, death-killing machine you could get. We fought against our own white people. It took the side of the Jews, the Jewish Bolsheviks in Russia. But now we have Vladimir Putin, who's a self-proclaimed Christian, and you can't say, oh, he's not. He said he was. That's between him and God. So we have a large white population nation, a predominantly Christian nation, and yet the United States, once again, just like they did in World War II, Kelly and Paul, they took the side of a little solo Jew, a homosexual entertainer in Zelensky against their fellow white Christians in Russia when Putin, they kicked out those Jew bankers. So I just want to know if y'all ever noticed that, Kelly. I mean that stood out like a sore. That stood out to be like a Roman candle going off in a coal mine. But go ahead, Kelly.
Yes, and actually it kind of makes me a little bit bitter against Christianity in some aspects because I think that we have had many, many opportunities to fix this. And it does seem like some Christians who have power don't want it to be fixed, really, because of, well, one, money, two, also because Judeo-Christianity. I think that we really need to look at Christianity and look who caused the death of Christ and also who really was Christ. Was he Jewish or was he Aryan? I think that those are questions that people need to ask. And then, you know, it's not to say that those questions can be answered scientifically. I'm not sure. But they are questions that need to be asked and looked over very carefully.
Yeah, I think, Kelly, that makes a good point. and we have to be clear. Not all Christians are Judeo-Christians.
True.
You know, I'm sure you've had Pastor Tom Robb on. He certainly had his son, a good friend of mine, and they are identity Christians. And boy, Pastor Tom is not a Judeo-Christian.
You got that right.
I come from a circle that are followers of Archbishop Lefebvre. He was a very conservative Catholic that would not accept that the Judaizing change in procedures and doctrines of Vatican II, and his churches are strong throughout the world, and we're definitely not Judeo-Christian, and the warnings of traditional Catholic leaders going right back to probably as late as Pope Pius IX in the 19th century, where it was quite clear that our interests are not their interests. The Judeo-Christian makes about as much sense as hot cold. What is it? What are you?
That's right.
And unfortunately, you know, I watch Fox News a lot, and the confusion of the many good people. I mean, they're might agree with them on 75% of the issues, but they are so dead wrong on Israel, and you know, I just terrified that we'll be led into another world war. I'm not even saying that's what President Trump wants, but the psychopaths that are in charge in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, you know, that our interests are not the same, and that. So I just throw up my hands when people said, "Well, our Judeo-Christian civilization." No, it's one or the other.
You know what, Paul? I heard a fellow saying, I've repeated it many times, saying that you're a Judeo-Christian is saying, like, I'm a virgin whore. You know, it's the same. It makes as much sense. And please don't think that all Christians are virgin whores like the Southern Baptists and the United Methodists.
I bet you ran into a number of them in Vietnam.
What you talking about? Yes, many virgin whores in Saigon. But they all were. Every single one of them. They had documents proving it. But yes. But, you know, and not to be a recite scripture, but it's so plain. Jesus Christ denounced the Jews over and over and over. And sometimes I'll open up the show and I'll talk about the people that said the Roman governor said, I wash my hands of this. Yes, he said, I wash my hands of this. And they said, well, he said, let his blood be on your hands. And the Jews said, yes, let his blood be on our heads and the heads of our children. If that's not a curse, I don't know what it is. And, you know, and just quickly, if people would just read the New Testament, it's over and over and over. The third Galatians says it plain. A Jew, Romans told, St. Paul told the Galatians, if you be baptized in Jesus Christ, there is no freedman, there's no bondman, there's no Greek, there's no Jew, there's no male, there's no female. And he also said, if you believe in Jesus Christ, the same is a son of Abraham and an heir to the promise. Abraham was not, Abraham's knee had to bend just like my knee, just like your knee. He's a miserable, rotten sinner like everybody else, saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul said. That's what Jesus said. But yet these Judeo-Christians are so stupid and so brainwashed. I almost run out of patience dealing with them. I'm sorry I went off my rant right there, Miss Kelly. So I'm going to go right back to you. We've got about two more minutes. But go ahead, Miss Kelly. Or Mr. Paul, take over, brother.
Well, I agree. I think that there's definitely a difference between Christianity and Judeo-Christianity.
Sure, hell is.
I think that, yeah. And so I think that Hitler, the reason that he was patient, you know, with other countries sometimes was because of his Christian upbringing. So that's kind of interesting as well. I'm not going to get into that, though, in this documentary. I just want to prove that although Hitler thought that the Aryans, and rightfully so, were a special race of people and superior in many ways, he did not want to go around murdering Indians, unlike Churchill and unlike the other allied Axis countries wanted to do.
And very quickly, Hitler also, and the, you know, the National Socialist Movement and the scientific community in Germany in the 30s had a great interest in Tibet and what had gone on in that civilization. They weren't swaggering, arrogant people. Everybody's garbage. We're the best. And let's go and, you know, demolish everybody. They had an active interest in others and would welcome others. Before we have to sign off, Kelly, you've got a weekly radio show. How can people listen to it?
On revolution.radio, Studio A, every Monday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. You can also find my BitChute channel, It is called the Eyes Wide Open Show. Just look it up on BitChute, and I'm there.
Well, thank you so much, Kelly. We've run completely out of time, Kelly and Paul. Thank you so much for coming on. I'll be staying in touch with you, Paul, and you do the same. Be right back, folks. Friends, listening to the third hour, we're going to pick up the bitter end of Gene Andrews and Confederate.